Jesus and his family went on a journey. 12 years old, the last of the years becoming a teenager. A time in the life of a 12-year-old when everything changes. But we should remember that children grow at different rates. Some will blossom by the age of 12, and others are still waiting to blossom. Not sure that any of us would want to go back and relive our early days at secondary school, but it's a threshold to the adult you become. Jesus had a religiously observant upbringing in Nazareth. He was circumcised, he was dedicated in the temple, and every year his whole family travelled many miles to observe the Passover. And Jesus grew. He grew physically, he grew mentally, he grew spiritually. Luke tells us that he also grew in wisdom. We need to learn things. Growth is the opposite of comfort. The riskiest thing we can do sometimes is to stay as we are. Growth requires opening up to new ways of looking at things. And looking at this scripture, it's the only story that we have from Jesus' childhood. Maybe Jesus needed to claim God as his father in a new way because his earthly father would soon be passing away. This story also gives us the first recorded words of Jesus. But it all starts with an emergency. Mary, Joseph, and their extended family have travelled to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. They went every year, even though they lived a far distance, and the trip required multiple overnight stays away from home. They travelled in a large caravan of neighbours and relatives, and then they travelled back, which took them a full day. And then they realised that Jesus was missing. They thought he was with his cousins and friends, and so they started asking around and calling his name, but he was nowhere to be found. They spent a worried, sleepless night, and then they realised that they would have to head back to the city to look for him. And for those of us who have misplaced a child, went out, you know what it feels like, don't you? Absolute panic. But because Jesus was usually very reliable and not the sort of child that you had to keep on a lead, it took them a whole day to worry about him, as this was so out of character. Mary and Joseph started searching for Jesus in all the places they thought they might find him. Where would a 12-year-old boy be? They traced their steps and checked all the local places where boys would normally be, and nothing. 3 days is a very long time to not know where your child is. 10 minutes can seem like 10 hours. Did he join the wrong group, going in a different direction? Having looked everywhere else, they go back to the temple. They may well have been at this point of giving up and maybe went back into the temple to pray. And there he was, in the temple court, sitting among the rabbis, listening to them, asking questions and giving answers, all to the amazement of the teachers. Teachers that he would not have had access to back home. Jesus was growing, and Mary and Joseph didn't have everything he needed. Jesus saw the lectures happening in the temple and realized that he needed to be in one of those circles, if only for a while. Growth requires new relationships. Jesus was with the teachers for just a few days. But he went away knowing that he needed to study, to learn, and to think about stuff when he got home. His example shows us to look for God inside each of us. And Mary asked Jesus, "Why have you treated us like this? We've been anxiously searching for you. Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Jesus seems surprised that they would be looking for him anywhere besides the temple. Where else would I be? And we see in these first recorded words of Jesus at least a glimmer of self-understanding in his divinity. No one really called God Father in the Jewish context. Jesus knew about himself to know the next growth steps that he needed. We don't all need to know the same stuff. What do you need to learn next? Your next growth step may not be more study. Our spiritual growth step might include serving in ministry, starting a new group, leading a team, or getting more faithful in prayer. Taking action is also part of spiritual growth. In fact, I believe the Holy Spirit often meets us as we are working for him. Young Jesus in the temple prefigures the dramatic events later in Jesus' life. 21 years later, Jesus would drive out the money changers. His father's house was to be a place of prayer for all people, and they had made it a den of thieves. Jesus would weep over the temple and the city in which it stood. He would prophesy that not one stone of that shining new temple would be left upon another. We also see in this story the priority of the kingdom of God. Family is important, very important. Family is a basic unit of human civilization, established by God in the garden when he said, "A man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife." But there is something more important than family, the kingdom of God. Jesus would later call people away from their earthly families for kingdom service. Jesus warned that allegiance to the kingdom might mean making enemies of your close family members. And here at age 12, Jesus is prioritizing the kingdom of God over his mum and dad. Luke tells us that Jesus went home and was obedient to his parents. And he also tells us how Jesus continued to grow in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and favor with others. How will we grow more wise in 2025? Jesus grew physically, and our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's nothing you can do to make God love you more. We don't grow to God's favor, but you can grow in God's favor. The angels announced in Luke 2 that God's favor is upon us all in terms of his saving work. How will we grow in God's grace in 2025? Amen.